The pasuk brings Avdi Kolei, Hakadosh Baruch Hu speaking after the whole Maisa with the Meragim. He's talking about Klal Yisrael and the Meragim. Hashem talked about the punishment, whatever. However, he says, Avdi Kolev, Hashem says, Ekev Hoysa, Ruach Heres Imo, because he had a different spirit, I guess the word is, Vayimali Acharoi, and he followed me, Yosef Al-Ores, Hashem Rabbah Shammah, Vizari Rishena, because that I will bring him to Eretz Israel. And it seems, I think, it's because of this chus he has, and there's everyone else being wiped out and killed in the Midbar, where there's the Meragim right away, and the Klal Yisrael in general later on, over the next 40 years. But the bottom line is, Kel Kalev will be saved because of this special schus he has, because he has Ruach Haris Imo. And therefore, I'll bring him to Eretz Yisrael, Azari Yerushana. Says the famous Rashi, right? This is the famous Rashi, I think, right? Ruach Haris Imo, right? He had Ruach Haris, what does that mean? Shtei Ruchos. There are two Ruchos, two, I don't know how to translate, two winds, two feelings. Echad Bepeh, Echad Balev. Right? He was, what do they call it? Two-faced or two, right, he was a split personality. What he said is not what he meant. Gumaragam Amar, how's that? Gumaragam Amar, Ani Imochem Beitza. Gumaragam, he says, I'm with you. We're together. I'm with you guys. Ublibo Hayagomar Emes. But in his own heart, he didn't want to say anything bad about Eretz Yisrael. If I cared, the Emes was, we'll conquer, we'll take over Eretz Yisrael. They're not so powerful. Hashem will take care of us. Not a problem. But verbally, he expressed to them indication that he was with them be'etzah. Because of that, he had the power and the ability to go ahead and be mashtik, calm down, quiet him down. Right? Because he thought they would say, they thought he was with them. Right? Zel shenemar b'seif Yoshua. Rabosai is very interesting, Rabosai. This is shmuz I heard many years ago, not from him, but I think in his name, Rabbi Avram Trop Zatzal. I think the Roshiva said it over afterwards, I think. I have it twice in my notes. So Rabbi Avram Trop said it one time, that's Roshiva's father-in-law, Naftali Trop's son, and also by the Roshiva later on. Rabosai, what happened over here? He goes out. He goes out to Klal Yisrael. All the rabble rouse, the tumult thing about that what's going to be. We can't overpower these people. Very powerful, strong people in Eretz Canaan. We're not going to win, and this is terrible. We're all dying in the midbar. The whole business. What does Kalev do? He goes out and says to them, "V'chi zu." I think the lashon "V'chi zu bovad osalchem Moshe." I forgot the exact lashon, right? Is this all that Moshe did to you guys, to us? Is that all he did to us? So he gave the impression, you know, he said he's with them, you know. They're talking about how bad Moshe is. He's a bad leader, and he's going to take us to our death in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Canaan. And they said, no, he says, is that all he did? I will tell you a whole bunch more, right? As if to indicate he was on their side. That was the Echad Bepeh. That was the Echad Bepeh, which indicated to them that I'm with you. And he wanted to quiet them down so he can convince them later on that the next couple words, whole speech about how we'll conquer, don't worry about it, Kaya Eretz is given to us, Hashem is with us. That's what enabled them to quiet him down so that he can give his whole speech later on. But the other says Rashi, says the Pasuk, but it was different in the Lev. In the Lev at that time when he verbalized and said to them something which indicated he was with them, he was 100% against them. Internally, his feeling was 100% that moment, I'm convinced HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to lead us through, wipe out the 26 kings, right? 26 kings, something like that, right? With 26 kings of Eretz Canaan, the Malchei Canaan, we can take care of it. Hashem is with us and he's powerful. No problem at all. That's what he felt B'Shas Meisen. Says the Rashi, says the Pasuk, because of that, because he was able to keep those feelings and the verbiage and the feelings apart, not be affected by what he said, therefore it was zocha for him to go to Eretz Yisrael, special schus, it seems he had, he was singled out. So Reb Avram Trop Zatzal said, he says, one thing if a guy, praise a person, a guy says something, you know, he says something she means. He says, you know, I don't hold of Rabbi so-and-so. I don't hold that Rosh Yeshiva. I don't hold the who knows what, some other gadol. You know, whatever he says, or he says something bad about something, about someone, and he means it, right? He means it. That, we know, has a tremendously powerful effect on someone's inner insides, right? That's, I guess you call it chinuch ha-musr or musr b'spilas, either one, whichever, it depends how much emotion there is, but that has a powerful effect. We don't believe in, you can't curse, even in a joke. You know, it has an effect on a person. Whatever you say, no matter what you do or both, it has an effect on you. But over here was totally different. First of all, the words that were said were not innately, the words didn't say anything against the leiv. It says, you know, I mean, he tricked him in a way, right? He says, is that all Moshe Rabbeinu did for us? And that was 100% true. And he can feel that's true also. He did so much. Okay, it was misleading. And that what it sounded like, given the tone of voice, and given the, maybe given the background also, I guess, Mestama, all that, misled the people, and it sounded like the impression was that he is no good. Moshe Rabbeinu is also no good because so much terrible stuff for us, and we can't go ahead and conquer Israel. That's what it sounded like on both sides. So again, so the words itself they're not innately, it wasn't verbiage of negativity against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It gave an impression. So that's what happened over there. And Fakert, and B'shas Ma'isi, he was 100%, he was fully engaged, and fully the Muna B'tochen was there. And he never meant to go ahead and express, so to speak, that, you know, he always wanted to fake him out. He wasn't trying to go in and tell someone that, you know, I'm going to make a whole story, I'm going to do things in a negative way, I'm talking a negative way. He wasn't trying that. But from the bottom of his heart, he was always, was just min asafel chutz. He never meant what he said. He never believed it for a second on both sides. Nevertheless, says the pasuk, he was, that's, it's, how can he, such a madrega of controlling, such strong emunah betochen, that even though he has so much going against him, he had said that dibur, should have an effect, and he shouldn't have had that feeling, that tremendous emunah betochen, it's hard that time, Rabosai, that he gets special star for. It's so hard, Rabosai, whatever level of dibur there is, and in this case is minimal dibur, the words don't mean anything. And he said it with the intention of just trying to get moving, want to get to the next step. He wasn't trying to convince anybody of the fact that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not victorious, cannot help us out. That also, Rabosai, has an effect on us. We have to be so careful. Obviously, we don't have these kind of cases too often, but we have a much more serious case where a person talks and he says, you know, yeah, I don't know, I can't give examples, but, you know, okay, the worst is someone says inappropriate, the Russian, the Hopel, or even without that, someone says jokes about some negative way, whether it's about Gedolim or about people or about Halacha, whatever it might be, Rabosai, we have to be so careful how we speak. Because the speech has a tremendous effect on us. Even in this situation, culture, of course, but Farish is trying to get a message across. It might be Bederach joke, whatever, it might be, you know, but it has an effect on us or both. And that we have to be so careful about the koach of Dibur, to keep the Dibur benikius in the highest level possible, not to say something which indicates somehow some type of lack of covet for someone, a lack of chashivas for someone who deserves the chashivas, deserves the covet, or about some element in Das Torah or Torah. You know, we express a lot of times negative, he said that, it's ridiculous, he's no good, you know. And especially if we mean it, but, you know, we don't want it to affect us and have feelings against the Chacham or Gedolim or Gedolat Torah or any type of inappropriate behavior, but you joke around, tend to joke around both. You have to be so careful, L'chorah, according to this Chazal, according to Avram Trump, that's all. Then we have in the Medrash Tanchuma Rabosai, right in the beginning, it talks about the Meraglim, and there were two sets of Meraglim, right? There were these 12 Meraglim right now, going to Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu's Meraglim. But there's another set of Meraglim, the ones that Yeshua sent two Meraglim later on. That were sent to do a mitzvah of spying. V'nosin nafsham, and they gave their hearts, latzriach, they put all their efforts into it, their kochos, their emotional efforts, so to speak, not in a physical way, but put all their kochos into it, b'shichusan, to be successful in the shlichus. They wanted to be matzriach, they wanted to help out. Ka'osan shnei shluchim, shalach Yeshua ben Nun. Pa'yishach Yeshua ben Nun, shnai manoshim, k'mragim, cheresh reymor, umi hayu, who were those two meragim? Shana Rabbeinu Seinu, elu Pinchas v'kalev. These two meragim, Pinchas and Kalev. V'holchu, v'nasnu nafsham, v'sricho b'shichusan. They went there, Mosa Nefesh, whatever we have to do, whatever has to be done, we're going to do it. We're going to conquer, not conquer the country per se, but go ahead and do our shlichus, find out, bring back the message, bring back the report, and whatever has to be done to Masriach, we're going to do it. They were fully engaged, fully motivated. They were Masriach because of that. Mao Cheresh Lemor, Mramish Asu Asmas Chadorn. Okay, this is what the one thing they did. They made them, like pot salesmen, but it's Sovchin. And the Medrash goes on. I didn't write the whole thing. A lot of different examples of what they did. They're Mosa Nefesh. They were fully motivated. They wanted to do the right thing and wanted to be Masriach for the sake of Kal Yisrael Moshe Ben HaKadosh Baruch. Avo, that was those Shulchim. Avo Shulchim, Shashach Moshe, Hayirisham. Not such good people. Minayim, Mimashi Karu Binyan. They wanted to bring out when they started, that's the different sugar Rabbi said, but they wanted to go ahead and be Mosi Diba, not such good people. Says Medrash in Dalet, Shlachu Anoshim, Zeo Shem HaKosav, Kachomets L'Shinayim, was like vinegar to the teeth, U'Chashon L'Shinayim, like smoke to the eyes, Kein HaOtzel, the Sholchem, so too is the Otzel. The lazy person is to those that send them. You send the lazy person on the mission. Giborim Hayuham Ragam. Strong people, big people. Unfortunately, that means Giborim in terms of Lashon Hara. They were very powerful in that. They were powerful in terms of Ragam. Shayim Mosiim Lashon Hara al Oretz. They said Lashon Hara in the Oretz. Nemar. And Vayadruch was Lashonim Kashtam Sheker. Mamish, not just Lashon Hara, even some Sheker, whatever that means. There was some Sheker involved in the Dibur. Not for truth. So both say so the Rishiva we said are both say this is unbelievable. Pashup Shat, we all assume that the chet of the Meragim was, simply speaking, a chet in Emunah B'tochen. They didn't, they were a little schwach in that regard, so maybe some kind of dakedakis, maybe it was such a powerful Nisayon. You see all these giants, these big people, these powerful nations, these countries, and these armies, who knows what all the stuff they saw there. And they said, we can't do it, Hashem. I don't know, Hashem can do this, but that. But they're very nervous. They had no Emunah B'tochen, not enough Emunah B'tochen. No Emunah B'tochen, but just a little less, not as much they should have had. And therefore, they said, we're scared. We can't do this. We shouldn't do this. Who knows what's going to happen? Says this Tan Medrash Hanchum, but that's not the Pshat. Pshat is Rabos because they were Atzegim, right? It brings the pasuk is referring to these people according to the Medrash. Kachomis Hashinayim. They were a little bit lazy as compared to the other Meragim. The other Meragim were ready to get up and go and do what has to be done. They took the responsibility. Nothing will stop me. I'm up and there. I'm motivated. I'll run around the block 47 times if necessary. I'll go up to climb the highest mountain. Whatever has to be done, I'll make believe I'm a peddler and I'll do this, I'll do that. Whatever has to be done. It also goes the other way around. Also goes at it, I don't feel like doing too much. I don't feel like working too hard. I'm tired. I'm this and that. He's not that motivated. He doesn't care so much. He's an otzel. He's a little lazy. These Meragim says the difference between the two sets of Meragim was one was reason. They were fully motivated. And one set were atzelim. They weren't, they didn't want so much. They're not looking to do a good job. They're not trying to get accomplished. They were otzel. They were a little bit lazy. And that laziness causes a different perspective, a different vision. They see things differently. When you're us, because you don't really want to, I'm not trying to convince Kal Yisrael that it's a good place. It's not that I don't want to look too carefully. I don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Whatever the reason is, they didn't want all that, and they just wanted to go ahead and have an easier life and not be bothered by this job, which with its awesome responsibilities, its reporting of the positive nature. They didn't want that, and therefore they saw and interpreted whatever they saw totally differently because of the fact they were at Salem. Whereas the other Meragim, they saw godless, they saw the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch, the power of Hashem, they saw the ability to go ahead and conquer Eretz Yisrael because they wanted to conquer, they wanted to do it, they wanted to bring back the report which is appropriate. But these guys, their whole going, exactly when it happened, I don't know, but their mission, there was atzlus there. When a person has atzlus on both sides, it causes a person to be swayed because I don't want to see what might be the reality, I want to see what I want to see. I want to see something which makes my job maybe a little easier and not so hard, not so challenging, not so to fight, tell everybody how great it is. They didn't care about that. They weren't so excited about that. That's what Atzlus does. So a person's midos, a person's ashkafa, a person's a person's dibur, both. Everything affects a person in different ways. We have to be so careful about how we speak. Number one, we have to try to mizarez ourselves. You know, it happens every day on both sides. People, you know, have different perspectives of what they believe and what they go for, what they're pushing and what they're excited about. And that depends a lot upon how much a person wants to be excited about, how much he's into accomplishing and doing. You know, it's such a hard tosis, such a killer. This year is like, you know, the pshat was ridiculous and the Rashba doesn't make any sense. And the Marsha is a steer to this. You see all the bad things, whether it's the Rush or anybody else, whatever it might be, right? You see everything in a different way. If you don't want to, if you don't, you're not motivated. So it's crucial on both sides, the mechayev, to motivate ourselves, to try. I want to become bigger and better. I want to know pshat in the Chazal, I want to know pshat in the Gemara, I want to know pshat in the Marsha, in the Chumash, in the Medrash Tanchum, I want to know pshat because it means so much to me. And therefore you'll see it in a different light. You'll see different things. You'll see the real truth, right? As opposed to Kashtam Sheker, as opposed to that Keshwa, their perspective and their Dibur and their bow, whatever, what they shot, what they spoke about was Sheker.